Chapter 5. The Visit. An email passes Vince and Jenny. They get on the email.
"Hold my hand, Jenny,"
says Vince. There's a flash of light. A second later, Vince and Jenny are standing at the entrance to a small house.
"I live in this house. Let's go in. It's time for lunch."
Jenny goes inside with Vince and looks round the house. The house is small but very clean. It resembles the interior of a modern spaceship. Two older people are standing there.
"This is my mother,"
says Vince.
"And this is my father."
"I'm happy to meet you,"
Jenny says to them with a smile. Vince resembles his parents. There's only one difference. The lights on Vince's clothes are brighter than the lights on his parents' clothes. During lunch, Vince's father talks to Jenny about the internet.
"A month ago, all the people in the internet were healthy and active,"
he tells her.
"When an internet person is very bright, we can see that he's healthy."
Vince turns to Jenny.
"Now computer viruses are attacking the internet and the people in it,"
he explains.
"That's why the lights on my parents' clothes aren't very bright. My parents have got computer viruses."
"Computer viruses? How did that happen?"
Jenny asks.
"Bad people called hackers wanted to ruin all the good things in the internet,"
Vince answers.
"They created these viruses, and now they're sending them to all the computers in the world."
Vince is very serious.
"Only you can help us, Jenny,"
he continues.
"You've got Dr. Snister's Able email program. You can use it for evil or for good. Please use it to help us."
"I will,"
says Jenny.
"I promise."
She looks at her watch.
"Do you want to go home?"
Vince asks.
"You can travel through the internet again. I'll show you how to get to your house. But please, don't forget us."
There's a short flash of light. Jenny is in her bedroom again.